Hi, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. My name is Natalia on a recorded line. What is the name of the person that you're transferring?
Her name is Candice, Candice, and it's Traylor, Traylor.
Okay, perfect. Can you confirm the phone number for me?
Yes, ma'am. 706-415-6367.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
All right, I'm transferring her now. All right, Miss Traylor, you're in good hands. Transfer
okay,
me now.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hi, Miss Candice. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. My name is Natalia on a recorded line. I'll be your intake specialist today. Would you like to see if you meet the requirements to participate in the lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. I'll just ask you a few quick questions. Do you already have an attorney to help you with the claim?
No.
No. Okay, perfect. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any contracts or retainers with the law firm for this matter?
Am I willing to confirm? So I haven't signed anything, if that was the question.
Yes. Okay, perfect. Okay. Yes, that was the question. You're willing to affirm that you have not signed anything. Okay.
Correct.
All right, perfect. And was this for yourself or for a loved one?
For myself.
For yourself? Okay. Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
You were? Okay. I'm so sorry to hear about that. Have you been receiving any treatment or any surgeries?
Well, this was back in 2019. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. You were diagnosed back in 2019?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And where were you receiving treatment, or where were you diagnosed? What was the name of the facility?
Where I got the depot shots from? What's the question?
Yes. So where were you diagnosed with a meningioma? What was the name of the hospital or the facility?
So it's West Georgia. It's Wellstar West Georgia Medical Center.
Uh-huh. You said West Star?
Wellstar.
Oh, Wellstar Medical Center?
Wellstar West Georgia Medical Center.
West Georgia. Okay. Was it in LaGrange, Georgia?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. That's the one that pops up here. I just want to make sure it's the right one. Do you have the address by any chance?
I can Google it. It's on Vernon Road.
Vernon Road. Okay. Yeah, that's what was popping up here. If you know that it's Vernon Road for sure, I just want to make sure it's the right one.
Yeah, it's in Vernon Road in LaGrange, Georgia. 30240.
30240. Okay, perfect. Yep, that's the one that pops up here. So I'll write that one down. So that's where you were diagnosed, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that where you got treatment as well?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And do you remember the facility where you received the Depo Provera?
So that was in Macon, Georgia, at what was the name of that clinic? Like in Houston, Hughston Clinic.
Houston Clinic. That's, okay.
Yeah, that's where I was getting the Depo shots from.
Oh, so Houston Clinic in Macon, you said, correct?
Yeah, correct.
Okay, all right. So I just looked it up. I think that's the one that pops up. Houston Clinic, Macon. Was that in Macon Street?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. I remember that. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay. Macon Street in Macon, Georgia. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how I remember that. Macon Street, Macon, Georgia.
Macon and Macon. Yep. That's easy to remember.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, perfect. So they gave you the depo shot inside the clinic?
Yes.
Yep. Okay, so you didn't have to go to a pharmacy for that. Okay. So it was all in the clinic. And then you were treated at Wellstar West Georgia. Okay.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And have you ever been diagnosed with cancer before?
No. No, ma'am.
Okay, that's good. I'll put no for that one. And what is your date of birth?
April 6, 1987.
April 6, 1987. Okay. And besides yourself, was there anybody else, any friends or family members that were injured by Depo Provera?
No, ma'am. Not that I'm aware of.
No. Okay. And the Depo Provera, did you use the brand name of the injectable contraceptive?
I'm not. I just got whatever was prescribed to me. I know it was the Depo. It was a shot.
Uh-huh. Okay, but you know it was the Depo Provera, the brand name, or was it generic?
Yeah, it was the Depo the Pfizer.
Oh, the Pfizer one? Okay, yeah, so the Depo Provera. Okay, and did you use it for at least 1 year minimum, meaning you took four injections in 1 year?
Correct.
Was it once every 3 months?
Mm-hmm, correct.
Yes, okay. And when did you start using it? What year?
When did it start? I think I got an injection like in 2019. Hold on. No, 2016. Mm-hmm. is when I first got my first injection. And then I stopped in 2019. So, yeah, 2016 is when I first started the injection.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm not sure about that day, but I know the year was 2016.
2016. Okay. So I'll put that here. Started using it in 2016. And then you stopped in 2019, you said?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Perfect. And can you confirm your gender for me?
I'm a female.
Female, okay. And then your name I have here is Candace Traylor. So Traylor, T-R-A-Y-L-O-R.
Correct.
Correct, okay. Do you have a middle initial?
Ian as in Nancy.
Ian as in Nancy, okay. And I have your phone number here. Is this your cell phone number?
This the end in 6367?
Yes, 706-415-6367?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So it looks like you meet the minimum requirements so far. So I'm going to go ahead and move forward with the intake. At the end of the questionnaire, I'm going to send over an electronic document to sign. It's a DocuSign that gives permission to the attorneys to start working on the case. Is that okay?
Okay.
Yep. Okay, perfect. Are you able to open text message and your email through your phone?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then what is a good email for you? Is it this one? I have friendslove2015@yahoo.com.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. So that's still the right one. And then for the attorneys, can you verify your social?
It's 257-71-4601.
Okay, perfect. And what is your full mailing address?
206 Gorham, you spell it G-O-R-H-A-M, Street, LaGrange, Georgia, 30241.
LaGrange, Georgia, okay. I heard 206, you said Gorham Street?
Gorham, G-O-R-H-A-M, Gorham.
Gorham, okay. Street, is it G-R-O-H-A-M or G-R-A-H-A-M?
Yeah, G-O-R-H-A-M, like Gorham.
Oh, G-O-R, okay, perfect. I was spelling it wrong here. Okay, so 206. Is there a unit number or suite number, anything like that?
No, it's a house.
It's a house, okay, perfect. Is it considered Troop County?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, perfect. Just making sure it's going to map it correctly here. Georgia. Okay. And do you have a copy of your medical records that you can provide the attorneys later?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. And the last thing we need from you is just an emergency contact, just in case something happens. If you become unresponsive for an extended period of time, we'll reach out to your emergency contact so that there's no disruptions in the case. So for that, is it someone that lives with you or lives separate?
It'd be somebody that lives separate.
Lives separate. Okay, perfect. And what is their relationship to you?
It's a friend.
A friend, okay. And what is their full name?
Let's see who I want to. Well, you can do my son. So put instead of friend, put son.
Put what? I'm sorry.
It'll be. I'm gonna give you my son information, and he doesn't stay with me. He stayed somewhere else.
Okay, your son. Okay, and what is his name?
Camien, Camien.
Okay, Camien, last name?
Trailer.
Trailer, okay. Trailer. And his phone number?
706-415-2972.
Okay, I heard 706-415-2972.
Correct.
Correct. Okay, perfect. Okay. Let me just make sure everything else is spelled correctly. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and submit it. I'm going to send you that DocuSign. Have you done a DocuSign before?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, perfect. So you should be familiar with it. You can put me on speaker now if you need to. I'll stay on the line with you just in case you have any issues or if you need help with anything, if you have any questions.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to send it to your email and also a text message. It's the same document, just whichever one's easier for you to open, you can open up.
Okay, it's opening.
Mm-hmm.
Do you agree to feature this number?
All right, and then while you go through that, let me know if you have any questions. I'm going to find the information for the attorneys. You're going to be with Pulaski Law. I'll send you another text with their phone number and my direct desk line as well so that you can save it.
Okay. All right. And hold on, I'm trying to read it. What is it basically saying?
Uh-huh. I'm sorry, what was that?
I said, I'm trying to read it before I sign it.
Oh, yeah, of course. Take your time. Yeah, so the first one, I think it's just the contract. It's the retainer agreement. It says that they have limited power of attorney, so they're just going to work on the case for you. And then it says your cooperation, so they're going to call you if they have any requests for more information, that you'll be responsive. Let's see. It says that you don't have any expenses out of pocket, so they work on a contingency basis. Only if they get a settlement for you, you pay them out of that settlement. If you don't win a settlement, you don't owe them anything. And then the second page, I believe that's the HIPAA compliant It's the release for medical records. That means you give them permission to dig through the records to build a case for you, and anything that they need. And then the other one's a questionnaire, possibly. But yeah, take your time reading it if you have any other questions.
Okay, if all parties have completed the depo retainer.
Oh, okay. Okay, it said finished.
Well, it's still spinning.
Just finished. Okay. I just got the notification. Yeah, it says signed. You'll also get a copy of everything that you just signed. So they'll send you something else. I think it's another email. So you have that for your records. Now, the next thing you can expect is wait about 5 business days for this to process. They'll review the information, and then they'll call you back. They'll do a case verification call. They'll ask for any more information, or they'll let you know what to expect next, depending on the case, okay?
Okay.
All righty. Thank you, ma'am, for your
patience. It's still pending on my end, but I don't know whether you said you got it.
It says it's pending?
Well, it's still spinning. Like, when it say finish, it's mm-hmm. the little circle still going around. But you said that you got it on your end?
Oh, yeah. I think it's it might have been stuck on your page, but it went through on my end, yeah. Maybe if you refresh. Yeah, it says signed. I think it just, let me see.
Yeah, it said the document is not completed. Okay.
Is now complete. Okay, perfect. So you did get a confirmation. Okay. All right. That's it for this call today. I appreciate your patience. Thank you for letting me assist you. Again, my name is Natalia. I'm your intake specialist. I'm sending you a text message with my direct line and the phone number of the law firm. So it's Pulaski Law. Save it in your contacts so that you know what number to expect. If you have any other questions or any other concerns, you can call me back or you can send me a text, okay?
Okay.
Alrighty. Thank you so much, ma'am. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Nice to you. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.